is the City of Williamston Chief of Police. Bob, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming on the program. Saw a story recently that two folks, one 22, another 18 years old, were recently rescued, if you will, by paramedics. Police and paramedics were called to this house on Georgia Street because it was possible that these two folks were involved with the drug drone. Tell us about this.
Yes, that is true. Those two young adults are very fortunate to be alive today. This is a very dangerous drug. Now, I want to say up front, we won't know for sure what it is. The powder is right now at the state police lab, and we believe it to be a methadrone because that's what the victims of the overdose tell us and the other people there tell us that is. And what methadrone is a synthetic designer drug. What they do is they try to chemically alter the content of it to try to make it a legal drug, and it is not legal in Michigan. It's still a Schedule I controlled substance, but by doing that, it's got very dangerous side effects. Also, when they buy this drug, it's oftentimes laced with other things, and these people are having very severe seizures, foaming at the mouth. The unfortunate thing, there were four other people in the house with them at the time that didn't want to do anything. One of the victims' brothers was contacted and is what called EMS. And so had Nisa and the police not got there when they did, this could have had a much dire consequences. They were in intensive care for quite some time, and fortunately they're both out of the hospital now.
All right, Bob, I'm up against the clock with our news. Can I call you back in a few minutes? I've got a few more questions for you.
Sure.